back into the filthy water we go of New York American water. He's been right at the center of it all, and he's been a big help to a lot of these residents. He is New York State Assemblyman Michael Montesano. He represents District 15. Always a welcome addition on this program. Sir, how are you? Hope you're well.
I'm good, Jay. Thank you. How are you?
Great. You know, I can never figure this out, Mike. Just when we get or thinking we're getting to the finish line in pretty good shape for the 120,000 who suffer being under the thumb of NYAW, there's always a little bit of a wrinkle at the end. I thought for sure it would be included in the budget as far as the state. Seems like the governor's on board. But, you know, now yesterday as we get ready for this May 1st, God help us all with this 26% jump in NYAW rates set to take, in play next month. But it looks like the Senate yesterday passed a bill to create this new public water authority in Nassau, stave off the increase. Who knows? This thing has been stalled left and right, especially in the assembly. We'll see what happens there. Your thoughts as far as getting this done? Do you think finally we get this done as far as passage is concerned?
Well, I'm somewhat optimistic it's going to get done because the Senate has made it very, very clear that they've now passed this bill for the second time, and they expect the Assembly to pass it the same way. They believe they covered all the issues that concern, a very, very small amount of members of the Assembly concerning the tax exemption and the creation of the Water Authority. This is nothing new. This has been done before. But they're making it political, and there's no reason for it to be political. This is relief that people need that is serviced by New York American Water on both the South Shore and the North Shore, and it needs to get done. And I don't see any reason why that hold up. It's not a complicated matter, as people in the Assembly say it is. It's very straightforward. First part of the bill creates a public water authority, just like they have in Suffolk County. Then the public water authority goes out and bonds the acquisition of the assets from New York American Water and holds that bond. And then that public water authority then contracts with local water districts to operate the water assets throughout the area. So like up in the North Shore, they may contract with one or two of the water companies up there to run the water. So they don't take over possession. They just operate it. And the same thing on the South Shore. You could have Lynnbrook, Freeport, any of those water districts enter into a contract to run the water. The big saving is that at least 50% of the price is removed because of the tax rate. Yes, well, there'll be some cost that's incurred, you know, for the bonding and the creation of the water authority, yes. But when you remove 50% of the tax rate, any little addition on top of that is welcome to get free from New York American Water and have public water the way every citizen in this county should have it.
Listen, I agree with you, and I would love to express optimism myself, but I can't because when I listen to comments from one of your colleagues in the assembly, in Charles Levine, who, by the way, I invited on the show, he did not accept the invitation, and I'm not surprised, to be honest with you. Mike, I'm not surprised at all. You know, I have trepidation in wanting to have that type of optimism. Also, I hate to say it, the county executive has made some comments, too. I'm not that thrilled. We'll have her on next week and, kind of unravel that with Laura Curran. This unintended consequence comment is reverberating. She made those comments, and Robert Powelson, the private water lobbyist, public comments he made to the PSC. Listen, I'm not optimistic. Because in letters that were written to the deputy county executive, Jared Chasho, it's more studies. You know, these individuals want more studies. Like, how many more studies can we possibly have regarding this stuff, Mike? I can't figure this out.
It's nothing but a stall tactic. Because the longer they could stall the acquisition of New York American Water, as you noticed, the draconian rate increase takes place May 1st. So that gives more revenue to New York American Water. It drives up the valuation of New York American Water. So this way, when our legislation finally goes through and the Nassau Water Authority has to acquire this asset, it's going to have to, they're going to want more money for it, which is ridiculous. And this is what this is about. Now, Laura Curran is talking about unintended consequences. What they're all trying to tiptoe around is this issue. If you take the tax away from New York American Water, some of the utilities have to pick it up. And when they pick it up, of course, they spread it out over all their rate base. So if you take whatever the difference is in that tax and you spread it out over all the ratepayers throughout Nassau County, it's a minuscule consequence. And again, why should everybody else have to suffer? Everybody else has tax-free water. Why should a select 120,000 people have to pay tax on their water? It's not fair. It's not equitable. And to me, it's an equal rights protection, you know, under the law. So this is what goes on. They want American Water to stay in as long as they can to draw the profit that they can. Now, New York American Water says they can benefit from the increase. To a certain degree, they can. And it's still money on their books that enhances their valuation. I can't think of any other reason why the few would obstruct this from going on. What makes me a little bit optimistic is, you know, the governor is behind this, and there are things that people in the assembly are going to want down the line that the governor could use as a bargaining chip, as well as the Senate. You know, all the assembly bills that they want have to pass the Senate. And if the Senate decides to sit on their hands, they're not going to get any of their additional bills passed and become legislation. So there's an incentive for them to wake up and pay attention. And, you know, my conversations with Senator Garland, who's been very, very strong in this matter and has worked with me from the beginning with the first bill I introduced, has made it very clear that his time of, of this continued negotiation is over. It's time for action out of the assembly.
Listen, I agree with you. I mean, Gorin's been big. There's no doubt about it. I'm worried about Levine, to be honest with you. Chuck Levine has been a thorn in the side of these ratepayers. And I'll tell you another thing, Mike. When you got feasibility studies coming in here and all saying municipalization is feasible and in the public interest, I mean, you know, you got three studies. You got Seacliff, right? You have Massapequa, what a district wants to take on. You also have Tana Hempstead. Plus, you've got a 100-plus page report regarding the governor's special counsel. You couple that with the Suffolk County Water Authority wanting to get involved here. I mean, separate authority, Nassau. I mean, what more do people want? You got such positive stuff here. But you're right. It's a stall tactic and at the expense. Now, my biggest worry, because I'm looking at the calendar, we're 10 days out. And that's going to happen. If May 1st, we turn the page and nothing is going on, well, guess what? You got a 26% hike coming into play for those ratepayers. Do you honestly feel, as we speak here at 7:39 in the morning on the 21st of April, that something will happen to avoid that increase?
Well, Jay, again, I'm trying to be optimistic. There's moving parts. There's negotiations going on. Senator Todd Kominsky, you know, from the South Shore, has been very vocal. He stepped into this issue. And, you know, in my opinion, he carries some weight, you know, in the Senate. And I think he may be able to convince, Assemblyman Levine to remove his objections and to let this bill pass. This bill could be passed within hours. You know, it's sitting there. It just needs to pass the committee, which I haven't heard of any objections from. And then it comes to the floor for a vote. So it's already passed the Senate. If we pass it in the Assembly, the governor can sign it within 10, 15 minutes of its passing. I mean, that's all it's going to take. And I don't know if anything they're trying to work out or change in this bill. There is nothing to work or change. It's very simple. You know, you create a public water authority. The water authority posts a bond. You know, goes out and gets a bond. It pays for the asset and takes over. In the interim, the bill could also provide that there be a stay in the implementation of that rate increase pending the transfer of the asset to the Nassau County Water Authority. That would be the big help, because if we created, just assume for a moment, the bill passed today, was signed into law, creates the Water Authority. People got to be elected to the position. You have to have employees. They have to go out and float a bond, so on and so forth. That will take a couple of months to get done, right? In the interim, the tax increase kicks in. So that's why it's very important that this bill contain the language in the Senate that there's no rate increase pending the takeover by the county water authority.
Yeah. Listen, I like what I'm hearing from you, but I listened to the county executive's comments, you know, more studies and everything else. Also, you know, I can't help but think regarding the county who helped obtain a grant, right, to study the feasibility of connecting those in Great Neck to the sewer system and not even help the ratepayers of NYAW get a grant for the feasibility study is just egregious, in my opinion. I'll tell you, Mike, it is unbelievable. And even the town of Babylon, they have formed a new water system for some of those residents, 56 homes and everything else. You know, it just seems like these residents are getting hosed beyond belief. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. It's got to stop. You know, I mean, are we reading stories about the municipalization of LIPA, you know, with PSEG longer? I mean, you could cite so many correlations here. And one of my biggest fears besides May 1st, Mike, is, you know, the Cinderella story, the ugly sisters, okay? I'm talking about one ugly sister, NYAW, and the other one being Liberty. Because the impending sale, if that goes through, forget it. All hell breaks loose as far as I'm concerned.
That's correct. And that's the issues that concern me about the stall tactic. And that's why I think it's time that these people with these negative comments have to step forward and do right for the people. Because that's what this is about. It's about the ratepayers. It's about what's doing right for them, not worrying about entities that have no dealing with this whatsoever, but to make a profit. And it has to happen. And all I can say is to encourage the constituency in all these areas is to start putting the pressure on those people in the assembly that hold this piece of legislation up. And let's get it done. They got everything else they wanted in the budget. They had full cooperation. A lot of stuff was passed in that budget to take care of a lot of issues. And there's no reason why these customers from New York American Water can't be taken care of also. I mean, and that's the issue.
And it is.
That's about what I could accomplish at this moment.
Mike, you're doing everything you can. Have you had any private talks, by the way, with colleague Levine? I mean, you think he's all in on this now?
Well, you know, he understands the issue. He wants to do it, but he has his concerns. And his big concern is passing this tax onto other utilities that ultimately find their way, you know, to their customer base. But here's the issue. I always say this. If municipalities like a school district, a town, a village, sustain a decrease in their tax income because of New York American Water being exempted from tax, I have a great idea. Just reduce your budget accordingly. So if your budget, you know, if you get the $5 million less in revenue for the year because there's no tax from American Water, reduce your budget by $5 million a year, and the assessor doesn't have to spread that money to the utility company. But nobody ever thinks of that. They all want their revenue guaranteed all the time. So if you spread this out amongst the ratepayers, some people tell us $2 a month, it's $1 a month on their bill. But again, it's a question of fairness and being equitable. Why does a select group of customers in the county of Nassau have to pay tax on their water and nobody else has to? And I can't make it any clearer than that.
And those with public water are not paying more on their general tax bill. That's what... You know, you can go over so many correlations here, pros and cons and everything else. It just outweighs beyond belief here. You know what? We'll see what happens, and we await 10 days, man. I'll tell you, Mike, we'll keep the fingers crossed and have you back on. Any developments, you know, you have the stage here anytime you need it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.